23. Master K. Quad was as lean as one of Nen Yim's shaping fingers. He walked with an odd limp and a strange twist to his shoulders. His headdress was a ropey, unkempt mess. He wore a masker to conceal his real face, a fashion among the Praetorite Vong, but not common among shapers of any domain for decades. The masker portrayed young, clear features, with scarlet-tinted yellow eyes. His real age was difficult to determine, though his skin had the smoothness of relative youth. "Ah, my adept," Kay said as Nen Yim made the genuflection of greeting. "My willing adept." Nen Yim tried to keep her expression neutral, but she heard something in his voice that suggested a leer behind his masker. And the way his eyes traveled over her. What sort of master was this? Masters were above the carnal, beyond it. No, she remembered. That was what was taught. But her old master Mejan Quad's downfall had had much to do with her forbidden affair with a warrior. Masters were supposed to be lustless. Supposing it did not make it so. The master brought up the 7 shaping fingers of his left hand and touched them to her chin. To her distraction, the fingers seemed cramped or paralyzed. "Yes," he murmured. "A very talented adept, I'm told." He noticed her regarding his hand. "Ah," he mused, "my hands are quite dead, you see. They died some years ago. I do not know why, and the other masters did not deign to replace them." "That is unfortunate, master." He chucked her under the chin. "But you will be my hands, my dear. What was your name?"
"Nen Yim, master."
He nodded sagely. "Yim. Yim, yim, yim." He clubbed his twisted, dead hands together. His eyes were open, but seemed to see nothing. "Yim," he concluded. "Yun Yuzhan. What part of you was he?" she wondered, quills of disgust pricking up her spine. "I do not like that name," Kay Quad said in a sudden angry burst. "It offends me."
"It is my name, master."
"No." Wiry muscles quivered in his arms, as if he were on the verge of attacking her. "No," he repeated more calmly. "Sup shall be your name. Nen Sup." Nen Yim stiffened further. Sup was the name of no creche or domain she had ever heard of. It was, however, an antique word for the sorts of slave who tended their masters in unseemly ways. The word itself was so obscene, it was rarely used any more. "Come, then," the master said with an air of detachment. "Acquaint me with my domain."
"Yes, Master K. Quad."
Feeling ill, Nen Yim led him through the moldering halls of the world ship to the Shaper's quarters, through a tremoring hall that had begun to have periodic spasms, past her own quarters to the master's apartments, which had stood empty since before her coming to Banu Mir. 5 slaves staggered behind them, nearly buckling beneath the weight of enormous transport envelopers. When the opening dilated, the master stood, staring into space. "Where am I?" he asked after a time.
"Your quarters, master."
"Quarters? What by the gods are you talking about? Where am I?"
"On the Banu Mir, Master K. Quad."
"Well, where is it?" he screeched. "The coordinates. The exact location. Must I repeat myself?" Nen Yim found herself twisting her fingers together like a terrified creshling. She stopped it immediately.
"I do not know, master. I can discover it."
"Do so." His eyes narrowed. "Who are you?"
"Your adept, Nen Yim."
A crafty look came over his face. "I do not like that name. Use the one I gave you."
"Nen Sup,"
she said softly. He blinked slowly, then snorted. "What a vulgar little thing you are." He sneered. "Hurry, find out where we are. And then we shall shape something, yes? It will amuse us."
"Master, I wish to speak to you about the ship's Rikyam, when you have the time."
"Time? What is that?" It is nothing. The brain will die. You do not confuse me with your talk, adept. No, you do not confuse or amuse or titillate me, though you think it. Yunharla herself could not have me. Flattering yourself, trying to trick me. Get out of my sight. When she was alone, Nen-Yim sank down into a crouch and softly beat the heels of her hands against her head. He is mad, she thought, mad and crippled. Tujulin Quad sent him to taunt me, nothing more. Beneath her feet, she noticed, a patch of the inner hull was rotting. A day passed without her seeing him, but when Nen-Yim entered her laboratory, there was the twisted, demented K-Quad. He'd somehow unsealed the dermal shelf where her experiments were hidden, and was stroking her personal casa with the carapace of his right hand. She hadn't tried particularly hard to hide anything, reasoning that doing so was wasted effort. Her modifications to the ship were ample evidence of her heresy. Hiding the experiments would only delay the inevitable. "I like this," K-Quad said, waving at her tissue samples. "I like the colors." He smiled vaguely and pointed his useless digits to his eyes. "They trickle in here, don't they? After that, they don't get out. They just talk and whistle, wriggle and curl." He scratched one dead hand absently against the other. "Tell me what you're doing, adept," he said.
"Master, I'm only doing my best to heal the ship. If I have strained protocol, it was only because I thought it best for the Yuuzhan Vong."
"Strained it? Strained it?" He laughed, an unpleasant scratching sound. Then, as abruptly, he folded down onto one of the slowly shifting benches and placed his head between his hands.
"I requested a master because I do not have access to protocol records above the fifth cortex," Nen-Yim went on. "I had no answer to the Rikyan's dilemma, so I sought one."
"And now you have a master," K-Quad chortled. "And now we shall shape."
"Perhaps Master K-Quad would like to review the damage to the spiral arm.
Perhaps the master would have his adept listen instead of speak. Today we are shaping. Recall the protocol of Han Akua."
Nen-Yim stared at him. "We are to form a Gretchen? But the fleet is replete with Gretchens,
inferior Gretchens. Your generation, in your haste to make them stronger, faster, tougher, you have forgotten the most important aspect of shaping, the essence."
"What is that, Master?"
"Form. Have you ever seen a perfect Gretchen adept?"
"I do not know, Master."
"You haven't. You have not. In the mind of Yun Yuuzhan is a perfect Gretchen. It has never been seen by Yuuzhan Vong, except in the protocols, never in living form. You and I, adept, will incarnate the Gretchen in the mind of Yun Yuuzhan. It shall be perfect in form and proportion, precise in hue. When we are done, Yun Yuuzhan will know us for two shapers who create in his image."
"But the Rikyan,
the Rikyan! How can you even think of such a mundane matter when we are to embark upon this? Once we have created the perfect Gretchen, do you really expect Yun Yuuzhan, or those simpletons Yun Harla or Yun Neshel, will deny us anything? Now we must work." It was soon after this that Nen-Yim began to seriously consider the murder of Master K-Quad.